Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, I'm, of course, William Lemo. And on the other hand is, as always, Macaulay Matthew.
Mac, hey, what's up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good. How's it going?
I'm glad to have you, man. Good to have you on the show, man.
You.
You know, we're gonna preview the upcoming SummerSlam pay-per-view from a couple of weeks. Talk about what's going on with the Mets as they're getting their butts kicked by the Dodgers. Also talk about the Yankees snapping their three-game winning streak against the Indians. And whatever else is going on in sports, as always. So, you know, and of course, most importantly, you guys can always call in 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. And, you know, again, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show, as always, and giving your support, as always. But without further ado, let's give our SummerSlam preview. I know you can't wait.
Oh yeah, I'm pumped up for this SummerSlam.
So let's dive in. Rusev versus Orton, that match was just announced last week. This past week on SmackDown. Who you think is gonna win? I mean, both Rusev and Randy Orton are coming off gimmick matches. Rusev lost a flag match to Cena, as expected. And then Randy Orton lost to Jinder Mahal in for the WWE title in the Punjabi prison match, thanks to the interference of Great Khali. So I'm guessing Randy Orton's gonna come back on top, even though Rusev would need this win more since Rusev is trying to legitimize himself as a championship caliber athlete, and while Randy Orton is a 13-time champion or 14-time champion, I lost count. So you think he's gonna win this match?
I think Randy Orton's gonna redeem himself after that loss to Jahal at a. What was the last pay-per-view? That was
Battleground.
Battleground. I think he's going to redeem himself and win this match against Rusev. So I think he'll be back on top here with this win.
Absolutely. We're definitely in agreement with that. A rematch. Next match is a rematch. Of course, that's New Day versus the Usos. And it is for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. As you remember, the Usos lost the aforementioned tag team titles to New Day at the Battleground pay-per-view event. And I'm thinking New Day is going to retain. What about you?
This one, it's a tough one. I have a feeling that the Usos are going to regain the title. I don't know. It's just strange. I just have a feeling the Usos are going to regain it for some reason.
It's not strange thinking. I'm thinking that's a possibility. I wouldn't be surprised because I know WWE wants to have at least one or two surprises, in this event, in this pay-per-view event. This is SummerSlam, but the second biggest pay-per-view event, and obviously the biggest pay-per-view event in the summer. So, they're going to have to, seeing the Usos win the title back, I wouldn't be surprised with that, especially in Brooklyn, So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I think New Day is gonna, you know, retain the title, because as we all know in recent history, WWE likes to, you know, screw with the fans in Brooklyn or in the tri-state area. So I wouldn't be surprised if New Day loses the title, the tag team titles that they just got back. Moving on with the Cruiserweight title, it's Neville, the champion, the king of the Cruiserweight, versus Tozawa for the title. And I think the only way this feud could pay off is that Tozawa actually defeat Neville, because, I mean, Neville's been, you know, he's been great as a champion. I thought he should have lost to Austin Aries with these bouts that he had with him a few months ago. But as we all know, Aries left the company. So I think with this storyline with, you know, Titus O'Neil as his, you know, his manager, I think Tozawa is going to win this title. Especially with all the shoulder injuries he has, you know, and the only way this storyline could pay off is if, you know, Tozawa actually finally wins the title and Neville finally loses the title, because he hasn't lost the title. I don't think he's ever lost the title ever since he's had it. Because it was playing like before he got it, it was like a, you know, like hot potato. With Brian Kendrick, T.J. Perkins, who's now known as T.J.P., Rich Swann. I think Brian Kendrick got it back again. And then, you know, Tyler's been going back and forth. But ever since Neville got it back, you know, it's been on him for at least 6 months. So I think his streak will end at Brooklyn. So that's my pick. Tozawa will for the upset for the title.
You know, I could, yeah, you know, Tozawa has gained some momentum here, as you know, with Titus O'Neil as his manager. I agree, but I mean, Neville, you know, I don't know. He's been unstoppable, you know, as the Cruiserweight championship. As a Cruiserweight champion, it's gonna be a tough one, but
he's definitely on the level.
I think I agree. I'm gonna agree with you. I think Tozawa will win this one, but I think Neville will eventually regain it.
Oh, absolutely, he definitely will. He might even regain it the next month, for all we know, or maybe even on Raw. I mean, well, yeah, he could even gain it on Raw, the Raw after SummerSlam, for all we know.
Yep.
But I think Tozawa will end his streak. Well, and speaking of, you know, hot potatoes with the title, the United States champion, AJ Styles, you know, will try to retain the title against Kevin Owens. And for the past couple of weeks, the title has been changing hands between both guys. Most notably, AJ Styles just got it back, and he's a two-time champion after he just won the title at MSG, like probably like a month ago. But now Kevin Owens, I think he won the title, what, three times, I think, the United States title three times, and he's going to try to get the title back. But it's gonna be, as we all know, it's gonna be a great match. This could have been a championship caliber match for the WWE or the Universal title, depending on what brands they would have been on. But obviously, since they're both on SmackDown, you know, it should have been for the WWE. It could have easily been for the WWE title. I could see it. This is a match I could literally see go either way. But I think AJ Styles will come out on top.
About
you?
I agree. I agree with you on this one, because I mean, AJ just won the title back, so I can't see him losing it again. I think he's gonna retain it, and maybe you even see some interference from Jericho in this match.
Maybe. Like, do you think? Yeah. Well, yeah. Right. That makes sense. So
to help AJ win.
They just won the triple threat.
Yeah.
Just recently. So
because I think maybe you see Jericho as the next opponent for AJ.
Well, yes, another thing we didn't mention yet is that Shane McMahon, you know, AJ Styles' former WrestleMania opponent, he's going to be the special guest referee. And Kevin Owens wasn't too happy about that. He was, you know, young, like, you know, he's the most incompetent guy in this whole organization. So, you know, he's not happy, you know, with Shane O'Mac. Being the referee, so I think that's another thing that could, you know, go in AJ Styles' favor.
Yeah.
So, but no doubt about it, it should be an awesome match between both of these guys. And then for the WWE Raw Women's title, it's Alexa Bliss versus Bayley. This one could go. I guess Bayley should win it, and then there's rumors that she might have a heel turn. So yeah, I mean this would, you know, I think Bayley will win. Yeah, but Alexa Bliss has had her number a lot lately, especially those past pay-per-view events when, Bayley wasn't. In that candlestick match a few months ago when she wasn't willing to go extreme where Alexa Bliss was, and that was just a squash match. So this should be the match Bayley redeems herself and, you know, regain the Raw Women's title. About you?
Yeah, you know, this one's a tough one. You know, Alexa Bliss has been a fighting champion, but, man. This is a real tough one, but, I'm going to say Bayley wins it. I'm going to say Bayley wins it, but it could go either way. I can see Alexa Bliss winning it, you know, but I'll go with Bayley.
Yeah, and so far, I mean, so good with this card, you know, for SummerSlam. A lot of these matches could go either way, you know, which, you know, couldn't be said for, you know, probably earlier this year, where a lot of these matches were predictable. But, this SummerSlam, I mean, so far there's a lot of good matchups, and which could go either way, which is obviously what you want. You know, but on the other brand, the SmackDown Women's title is Naomi versus Natalya. I think Naomi's gonna hold on, but then again, maybe Natalya could have interference and pull a upset. You know, obviously Natalya's paid her dues. She's been in WWE for a long time, obviously. You know, she's, part of the Hart family. You know, Bret's her uncle, and Jim, the Angle Neidhart, his former tag team partner, is her father. She has wrestling in her, you know, in her roots. So I could definitely see her winning. It wouldn't be shocking to that extent, but I think Naomi's gonna hold on. But I could see it going either way, which is something we've been saying a lot tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, it's this match. I think Naomi will definitely be winning the title. Well, she'll definitely win this match. Whether she walks out as champion is another question, since Carmella has the money in the bank. If Natalya ends up injuring Naomi with that sharpshooter, and then Carmella coming in after her win to take advantage of that, then we could see a new SmackDown Women's Champion at the end of the night. So that's my theory on what might happen.
You're right. You got it. You hit it right on the head. Yes. And Carmella's from Staten Island. So that's
yeah,
as close as
New York.
When in you know, on our home state. That's it. You called it. You called it right there. You, ladies and gentlemen, he just spoiled the match for you because that's exactly what's going to happen.
I mean, if I'm a writer for WWE, that's what I would do.
I totally forgot about the Carmella factor. She did win the first ever woman's Money in the Bank ladder match, obviously with James Ellsworth interference, and then there was a rematch the following SmackDown, and obviously she officially won. The woman's Money in the Bank. So, yeah, that's it right there. You just made me remember. You're absolutely right. That Natalya will win, and Carmella will cash in on her, thanks to Natalya, you know, injuring her with the sharpshooter. There you go, folks. I totally forgot about that. Excellent point, man.
Yeah, could happen.
Now moving on to the titles, you got the men's titles. The reigning champion Jinder Mahal will go one on one with Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, for this, here's what I'm thinking right here. If the following matches end the way how I'm gonna say it, this will elevate SummerSlam to like a SummerSlam type moment. And I'm gonna go on a limb and I'm gonna say Shinsuke Nakamura will take the title off Jinder Mahal. So yes, I'm making a prediction. Shinsuke Nakamura will win the WWE title. Hold on for a few months and then Jinder Mahal will get it back and then he'll start the feud with Cena for the title towards WrestleMania. So I think Shinsuke Nakamura will hold the title. He will win the title at SummerSlam. What's your thoughts?
I don't see it. I don't even think Shinsuke should be in a spot at the moment because it should have definitely been John Cena, but I guess WWE is teasing us a little bit about that match, but I think Mahal will find a way to win this match, maybe with the help of the Singh brothers. And eventually we'll see Mahal versus Cena, you know, eventually, before the year is done.
Right. I mean, like I said, I could see it going that way, Jinder Mahal retaining the title. But, I mean, this would be a SummerSlam moment. If you got Shinsuke Nakamura, his first title opportunity, being a fan favorite, winning the title. I mean, right, that right there would be a SummerSlam moment, a memorable SummerSlam moment. You would take the title off a guy who, you know, I'm sure he's paid his dues with the company, you know, being a jobber with the, three-man band. But his title reign in Jinder Mahal was rushed. So I think this would be a way to redeem him. You know what I mean? To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, this would be the first time he's battling against somebody, you know, since his championship reign, this would be the first time he's battling someone who's not from America, you know, since he'd been feuding with Randy Orton. So he can't really have that whole, you know, this is for my people in India. These people do not like me. These Americans don't like me. So Nakamura could be like, hey, man, these people like me, you know, so they don't hate me because I'm not from America. So they can have this whole feud, and then they could basically, it could be, if it's done brilliantly, it could be awesome, especially the match. If they have an awesome match between the two of them, And Shinsuke Nakamura wins, that's a SummerSlam moment.
Yeah.
But if Jinder Mahal wins, which obviously he's gonna win by, you know, cheating because obviously he's a villain. Obviously he has to do that.
Yeah.
It's not it's gonna stop. It's not gonna have that impact, because you know the New York fans, man. You know the Tri-State area fans, man. You know they want to see a great match and they want to see a great finish. If you have Jinder Mahal win, and it's not in the epic way, it's gonna water down the match. So I'm hoping that Shinsuke Nakamura wins this match. You know, but let's see what happens. But you know, obviously WWE likes to do stuff to make the heels win and get the fans upset. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. Now, here's the main event. And you guys know what I'm talking about. You've been watching Raw. This is the Fatal 4-Way match for the WWE Universal title. You got the champion, Brock Lesnar, versus Roman Reigns, versus Samoa Joe, versus Braun Strowman. And the added stipulation is, if Brock Lesnar loses, he leaves WWE, which basically hyped up the whole Lesnar versus John Jones rumors, UFC rumors lately. So, as a thinking man, depending on what the schedule is, because the rumors is that Brock Lesnar is going to hold on to the title till WrestleMania and then lose to Roman Reigns. But I'm thinking, and I know I've been dumb thinking this way at times, that WWE is going to give us a moment, just like the Shinsuke Nakamura moment. I'm going to hope that they're not going to put the title on Roman Reigns just yet. They're going to wait for WrestleMania for Brock Lesnar to regain the title to face Roman Reigns there. So, therefore, I propose that Samoa Joe will win the title at SummerSlam, because Samoa Joe, he wowed, you know, people in the WWE backstage. Obviously, the fans who follow him all over the place in TNA, which is now known as GFW, Global Force Wrestling, Ring of Honor, and all over the world. They know this guy. He's you know, he's been a, you know, a beast all over the world. And just like the moment they had with AJ Styles last year winning the title, you could have another epic moment having a veteran in Samoa Joe, a guy who, you know, who's a legit threat for the title, win it. Sure, you could have Braun Strowman win it too, because Braun Strowman, he's been on a roll with his feud with Roman Reigns. But I don't think Braun Strowman should win the title. He does have the look of being a champion, and I wouldn't be surprised this year he wins the title. But I think it's just a little too early to put the title on Braun Strowman yet. Maybe if I see him win the Intercontinental, you know, or United States champion first, I could see it. But since he has that look WWE is looking for, I wouldn't be surprised if he won at SummerSlam. However, my mind is telling me Brock Lesnar will win, but the money, in my opinion, is putting the title on Samoa Joe. Have him as the champion. You have that SummerSlam. You'd have a memorable SummerSlam moment with Samoa Joe winning his title. And if the other match goes as I would hope it would plan, it would go that Shinsuke Nakamura would win it. Therefore, those are the two ways that WWE could cure the summertime and SummerSlam blues. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I think Lesnar will lose the title. It's either going to be Strowman or Samoa Joe. I mean, either one I think would be good.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously I guess Samoa Joe would be the favorite to win the title. But yeah, it's a toss up, you know, between those two. So either one I think they'll be a great champion. So I'm just gonna say Lesnar loses the title to either Strowman or Samoa Joe.
Which one?
Yeah, that it's a toss up. It can go either way. I can't say for sure, you know. I guess I'd lean more towards Samoa Joe, you know, but on the other hand, it could be Braun Strowman. But I'll lean more towards Samoa Joe right now.
I totally agree with you. And there's
but
rumors,
I wouldn't be surprised if Braun Strowman wins it.
I wouldn't be surprised either because he has the look. He's on a roll. And the rumors are is that, you know, Brock Lesnar might battle John Jones, you know, who had an epic match just recently. And there's rumors that Brock Lesnar might return to the UFC, even though he's under contract with WWE, you know, with his special contract. And maybe, you know, he could battle Jones in the future. And another thing is that the rumor is that Paul Heyman is secretly lobbying for Samoa Joe to win the title from Lesnar. I mean, I know this is breaking character, but if Brock Lesnar loses the title, as the rumor is saying, then apparently Heyman, you know, thinks the title should go on Joe, if that's the case. And I think that would be a great idea. You'd make you'd have a legitimate champion, you know, in Joe, and then Brock Lesnar won't be hijacking the title. You know, they did this experiment at WrestleMania, and then he just defended the title last month at the Great Ball of Fire pay-per-view event. So I think right now, if Brock Lesnar's not the champion, he can disappear for a few months. And nobody won't complain. And then when he comes back and destroys the competition, people won't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts on, you know, on SummerSlam. But shifting gears with NBA quickly, basically the rumor, the pipe dream that us Knicks fans, you know, might have been smoking or envisioning Kyrie Irving being a Knick. Well, you could just pop that bubble because Kyrie Irving is not coming to the Knicks. And I'll tell you why. Because apparently the Cavaliers are rumored to only want Porzingis if a possible trade would happen. So, I mean, that right there, That just kills any chances of us getting Irving because there's no reason why we should trade Porzingis, a young guy who's the future of the franchise. It's the guy you want to be around when this Knicks organization, by the grace of God, finally turns this this nearly two decades of despair with 2013 as a around, you know, this franchise around. So, yeah, Kyrie Irving is not coming to the Knicks. And another part of the equation is Carmelo Anthony only wants to be traded to the Cavs.
To the Rockets.
But he did also, the Rockets, I mean, right, correct. He doesn't want to be traded to the Cavs because he doesn't want to weaken the Cavs by them trading Irving to go get him. But now, since the rumor is that the Cavs only want Porzingis anyway, I mean, you know, that dream of Kyrie Irving being paired up with Porzingis, as it was a long shot to begin with, that's definitely not going to happen anymore, period. What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's right now Carmelo only wants to go to one team, and that's the Rockets right now. So, you know, until we can figure out something and work out a deal with Houston, we're pretty much stuck with him. So we're probably going to enter the season with him on the roster and, you know, might just have to play, you know, his contract out, you know, until he becomes a free agent, you know, for now. Because, I mean, right now there's – the Rockets don't have pieces that we want to trade Melo, you know, and there's also there's no third team that's gonna that you know wants to be involved in this trade, involving Carmelo. So right now it's a sticky situation, and you know I think they're just gonna stick with Carmelo on the roster right now and just. You know, just wait it out and wait until he's a free agent so we could get rid of him.
Right. That's basically what looks like is going to happen. Because nobody in their right minds wants to take on Ryan Anderson's contract. So, if they can't get Kyrie Irving, they might as well hold on to Melo and let his contract run out in 2 years because we're just going to get garbage, a bag of balls back for him. For Melo, if we trade him, so might as well just keep him on the roster. If he wants to play, he plays. If he doesn't want to play, then that's on him. But that's basically what the Knicks got to do. You know, because Knicks are definitely rebuilding, and you know, hopefully the pieces that they have, they can gel. Porzingis, Hardaway Jr., Kuzmingis, Hernan Gomez, Nitakina, and hopefully all these guys can gel together and hopefully make a postseason run, a serious postseason run in the future. You know, obviously, you know, it's going to take time, and hopefully they can play some defense and try to get some team chemistry going, and then that way they could attract some star players that come in a few years, hopefully, if they could turn this ship around. So we'll see what happens with that. And shifting gears with a team that's trying to turn things around. Yeah, I'm talking about the Mets, man. They lost again to the Dodgers. I think there's five straight games that they lost to the Dodgers, the best team in baseball. The Dodgers, basically, we're losing to the Mets 3-0 after three Mets homered in the first inning. Conforto let off the bottom first with a home run. Granderson went deep. Flores went deep. But that was not enough because the Dodgers hit five home runs, and they beat the Mets by the final score of 7-4 on Saturday night. Rivera hit a solo home run in the ninth, but obviously that wasn't enough. And Lugo took the loss, didn't even finish five innings. And then the game before that, the Mets got blanked by the Dodgers, 6-0. Yu Darvish, he just shut him down. And DeGrom, he lost two straight after tying a franchise record of 8 straight wins. So, yeah, the Mets, the season is already over for the Mets. And now it's all about Amed Rosario, who made his Major League debut in Colorado I think it was Tuesday night. So, yeah, basically, it's the future is now with the Mets. The Mets, you know, in this August trade wire, they're going to see if they're going to trade Granderson and Bruce, who both passed waivers, so they could be traded at any time this month. But, we'll see what happens with the Mets, because Dominic Smith, he's expected to make his debut. He's an average hitting first baseman, great glove, a future Gold Glover. And he looks like he's the goods. And then you have Amed Rosario who just made his debut. He got his first major league hit in the first game on Tuesday night. Got a couple of triples this week. And this guy he looks like he's living up to the hype. You know, we'll see what happens with him. But you know, shifting gears with the Yankees. The Yankees just snapped the 3-game losing streak in Cleveland against the Indians. And, they had a great defensive game. And, you know, Chapman got the save. What's your thoughts on the Yankees so far?
Well, you know, in the second half, we've been a streaky team. Like you said, we just ended that three-game losing streak. You know, for before the three-game losing streak, you know, we were actually on a winning streak where we held a one-game lead over the Red Sox. Now, since we've gone into this losing streak, the Red Sox are now three games up on us in the division. Although we're still, I think we still have a lead. The lead for the second or their first wild card, I forget. But we get the win today, so we get back on track. But the offense is still, you know, they're not hitting right now at all. I mean, Judge, you know, there was a moment there where it looked like he, you know, was starting to hit again, but he's been struggling, you know. It's like every game he's either going 0-for-3 or 0-for-2, you know. So it might be that second half slump, you know, after that home run derby that we were worried about. And, you know, that's right now that's happening with him. You know, he's not producing as he was in the first half. And, you know, the pitching has been great. You know, the pitching is what's keeping us afloat right now. And tonight Montgomery pitched a great game. Cleveland's a starter. Danny Salazar, he pitched a great game as well. But we got a late home run from Chase Headley in the seventh inning to put us ahead 2-1, and Chapman ended up closing the game. So, so we win this one. Hopefully we can win tomorrow and, you know, just get back on track again and try to, you know, win this division, because we still got several games left with the Red Sox, including next weekend in the three-game series when we face them. So, you know, Yankees just, their offense just has to wake up, man. Judge has to wake up. You know, the jury's out. Come on, Judge.
Yeah, man, you're absolutely right, man. Judge definitely has to wake up, man. Because the Yankees, you know, want to have a serious run. He has to, he got to be on his game. For sure.
Yeah, for real.
And speaking of, you know, baseball, obviously the Mets are going to try to avoid the sweep, you know, later today. I think it's Sunday, early Sunday morning now. Oh, actually it's still Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of baseball, you know, you want to congratulate three men who got into the Hall of Fame last week. Obviously, there are Tim Raines, Jeff Bagwell, and Pudge Rodriguez. You know.
Congrats.
Well, long overdue. That happened last week, and you know, all the guys take their rightful place in the Hall.
You know, the NFL Hall of Fame was last week as well.
Congratulations to them as well.
Yeah, you had the NFL footballs back, and you had the NFL Hall of Fame game. Well, actually, I think it was on Friday, wasn't it? I think it was yesterday or Thursday. I forget. Yeah, the Cardinals and Cowboys. I think the Cardinals end up winning. I forget, but yeah, the Kurt Warner and Emmitt Smith were some of the guys that went in the Hall of Fame finally.
Absolutely, Jerry Jones, you know, the legendary, you know, Cowboys owner, Kurt Warner, Terrell Davis. An awesome cream of the crop Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And yeah, they definitely.
Daniel Thomason.
This was an epic Hall of Fame, yeah. They got inducted today, it seems like.
Oh, it was today?
Yeah, it looks like it's today. Let me just... No, wait. I might be wrong. I I think it was Thursday night. Let me just.
Oh yeah, because I mean the game was on Thursday or Friday or whatever it was. So yeah, so usually the speeches are on Saturday or tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the speech was today. The game.
Yeah.
I think the game was on Thursday.
Yeah. And I said Emmitt Smith. I meant LaDainey Tomlinson as went into the Hall of Fame.
Right. It was Kenny Easley, Jason Taylor, Anderson Davis, Tomlinson, LaDainey Tomlinson, Jones, and Nicole Warren.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely congratulations to all the men that were inducted.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. Yeah, it happened, of course, and Tom Benson, obviously it happened at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, where, of course, the Hall of Fame is at. So,
yep.
You know, congratulations to all the guys. And speaking of the NFL, local news, Jets signed Devin Still. Of course, you remember, this guy, he left the Bengals to take care of his daughter, who was battling cancer at the time, which, you know, it was a feel-good story, especially when it was revealed that his daughter beat cancer 2 years ago. So now, in the latest Devin Still news, he signed with the Jets. So, congratulations with him.
You know, I'm very disappointed in the Jets. The Jets have not done much this offseason. They cut Decker. They let Marshall walk.
Yep.
Their quarterback situation right now is, it's questionable. I mean, I don't know what Jets are thinking right now.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to get that quarterback, Darnold. By the way, it looks like it's going to be a very tough year for the Jets this year.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to play for last place this year. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be McCown and Hackenberg battling it out for the job, and Hackenberg should be making his NFL debut, whether it's as a backup or as a starter, if McCown can't beat him out.
Well, Kaepernick is still out there.
Yeah, but the Jets are not going to go after him, because there's some teams that they don't want to deal with the controversy, with him, standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance. So, a lot of teams won't want that drama, but I'm assuming eventually some team will sign them. But we'll see what goes on with that. But I guess, yeah, man, it was great having you on the show as always, man, Mac.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And, again, I told you guys a few weeks ago, iMac is coming back soon, so stay tuned.
All right. And we'll see you guys next week. We'll see you next time if we have an opportunity. Have a great time. So we'll see you guys. I'm William Moe. He's Macaulay Matthew. Peace.